I thought something was gonna come out and like jump scare me, and I was like trying to like make sure nothing was happening. I was looking all around.
Hi, I'm Melissa Gonzalez, the host of Retail Refined, and today we have a very special segment with my Gen Alpha daughter, and we are gonna have a conversation live from Dallas after having visited the Netflix House experience. So Sienna, thank you so much for being with me today.
You're welcome.
All right, first of all, what makes you a Gen Alpha? How old are you?
10.
What is a Gen Alpha?
A person who was born in, like, I don't know what year is. I don't know what they are.
Until 2025, yes?
Yeah.
All right, so we're in Dallas, and I took you to the Netflix House experience. What did you think of it?
It was good. I don't like the show option, but it was a good experience if you liked the show.
Okay, so let's talk about that, the show options. Firstly, I thought we would actually be able to watch a show or a Netflix movie or something like that, but it wasn't quite like that. What do you think about that?
It would be better if they showed movies because, like, then you had the movie and then you can go see the, do the experience.
I agree. It would make you come back more. Okay, well, let's dissect what you did experience and what you thought about it. So first, from the outside in, what did you think about the curb appeal?
It was pretty cool, like the, like before when the door is there.
Yeah.
It was like these boxes that were like kind of like looked like an illusion.
Oh, it looked like an illusion. That's a good way to describe it. And what about outside? There were like little people.
Yeah, like characters from shows.
It was good storytelling from the outside in, I think. Okay, so you go in and there's this like light tunnel and then the stairs. What did you think about everything that was happening on the way up?
It's pretty cool. And like on the ceiling, there was like the chess pieces and there was like a house and like the hand from Wednesday Addams. I don't remember what it was.
We took a cute picture.
I don't remember
there.
What it was called, the hand, but like the hand with the stitches that was like floating. Yeah. And like this photo that kept changing. It looked like somebody was painting it, except it was like a ghost.
We got a cool video of that. Yeah. Okay, so you said you didn't really love the experiences. What were the two experiences?
Squid Games and Stranger Things.
Okay, and we did Stranger Things. So what did we think about Stranger Things?
I thought something was going to come out and like jump scare me. And I was like trying to like make sure nothing was happening. I was looking all around.
Yeah, jump scare you. What does jump scare you mean?
Like something comes at you and you're not going to expect
it. Oh, yeah. I had a moment of that. Okay, we're not going to give too many of the details away because we want people to have these experiences themselves. But if you could pick any experience that Netflix House would host, because maybe they'll hear this and it'll happen, what would that experience be?
Floor is lava for sure.
The floor is lava.
Because it was in the arcade and it was really fun to do.
How many times did you do in the arcade?
I don't know, like six.
Like six. And then what else did you do in the arcade?
There was this game. It was like a supermarket game. I don't remember what it was called. It was like, how do you say that?
Did you just crack your knuckles?
Yeah.
It's not good for you. Okay. Yeah, so you played the supermarket game and you had to get the groceries as fast as possible. And then the bad guys came and then you had to like throw the groceries at the bad guys. I don't know what that show was because I don't watch it. But what do you watch on Netflix?
I watch a show. It was like called Alexa and Katie. It was a good show. There was a bunch of others I can't remember the names of, like Sam and Cat. It sounds like Sam and Cat, but it's like Sam and Cat.
Okay.
I don't know like that many.
Those are your Netflix go-to shows.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. So what do you think as a Gen Alpha about Netflix House?
It was pretty good if the experiences were better.
Pretty good if the experiences were better. Okay.
Or something that
I would
like.
Let's see if they're taking note of that. All right. Let's talk a little bit about being a Gen Alpha because we're here and I'm going to go through some slang and you're going to tell me if that's still cool or in or out. So maybe you could just say in or out. Ready?
Okay.
First one, Riz, in or out?
Out.
Sigma.
Out.
Out. Skibbity.
Out.
Fanex Tax. I don't even know what that is.
Out.
Out. Brain rot?
It's like
do you
in
get
the
brain rot?
Yes.
What gives you brain rot? The scrolling all
yeah.
the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What mom tells you not to do. Mewing.
Out.
Out. Cooked.
In.
Aura.
In.
In. Aura points.
In.
Locked in.
In.
Okay, what's rage bait?
It's hard to describe. It's like someone like, you know what rage means?
What's rage?
Like, make you something angry? Makes you angry.
Okay.
So like somebody makes you angry. What do you, like on purpose.
Like on purpose. Okay, so most of the things I said are out, so I'm not cool. What is in? Like, what are the three Gen Alpha terms we should all know?
Locked in.
Locked in. What does that mean? Like fixated?
Like make sure, like stay, like don't think about anything else. Think, like if you're like working in a group project or something and like there's like a deadline and you don't want to like make sure you get it, like you have to like work on that and like don't really focus on a bunch of, yeah.
Okay, so not focus, lock in. Okay, few other questions for Gen Alpha. Where's your favorite place to go to find information or content?
Most people it's TikTok, but I don't really like TikTok.
No. So I feel like you're always on YouTube.
Yeah.
So YouTube's the spot, number one spot?
Well, no. For most people it's TikTok. But for me, it's YouTube.
For you, it's YouTube. What do you think of Dallas?
It's pretty fun. If it wasn't like that, it would be better.
Oh, yeah. Well, it could be sunnier, but we have a great view. Mm-hmm. Bringing it back to retail. So we went to Netflix. You saw the content, and everybody talks about how Gen Alpha really wants to be engaged, tactile, hands-on experience. Do you think they did a good job with that?
Yeah, except for the fact that you can't really touch anything.
In the experiences, you can't touch anything. But in the games, you could. Did it make you want to shop?
Shop?
Yeah, buy things.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And what are your favorite stores to shop at?
Abercrombie.
Abercrombie Kids has made a comeback for sure. What else?
Zara,
yes.
Are
you wearing Zara?
Yes.
You are wearing Zara. Uh-huh.
And I don't really know. Like, are we talking about clothing or anything?
It could be anything.
Starbucks.
Uh-huh. So all of you go to, after school, you like to walk to Starbucks. And what's the drink of choice?
In the summer, it's like the summer berry lemonade refresher. And like in the winter or like the fall, it's the mocha cookie crumble frappuccino, but with no caffeine.
That sounds really unhealthy.
And it is really unhealthy.
Uncomfortable. Do you think that when you're a teenager and it's time to get your driver's license that you're going to drive, or are you going to have like a Waymo drive you around?
I'm going to drive.
You're going to drive?
Uh-huh.
You once told me that it takes too long for me to get to New York City from our house and that I should have a flying car. Do you still believe that?
Well, that's probably not going to happen.
But if it could happen,
then yeah.
Do you believe that you could teach yourself anything by watching videos on YouTube?
Well, not anything. Like, you can't, like, learn how to fly, but, things within reason.
Did you teach yourself sign language on YouTube?
Yes.
Did you teach yourself how to crochet on YouTube?
Yes.
I mean, so pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, what are abbreviations?
All right is A-L-R.
All right is A-L-R.
Tomorrow is T-M-R-W.
Oh, that one I knew.
Yeah.
I'm cool. What else?
There's a lot, like GN, which is good night.
GN is good night.
And GM is good morning.
GM is good morning. Oh, okay. I feel like I knew those way better than the slang. What are the artists? Like, if you could go to 2 to 3 concerts this year, who would you want to see?
Like a full concert or like a festival?
An artist can be playing in a festival or their own full-on concert.
Olivia Dean.
Zara Larsson.
I don't really know.
Pick one more.
I don't know.
No.
I don't really have that.
Okay, so those are the two concerts we have to go to, Olivia Dean and Zara Larsson. What are the movies that you've seen or would love to see?
I like The Parent Trap.
You do love The Parent Trap. Why? Because it's trickery?
I don't really know why I like it. I just like it.
Uh-huh. You saw Minecraft?
That was a good one. It's just not my favorite.
It's not your fave.
In Your Dreams.
What are we going to see on May 2nd?
Oh, Devil Wears Prada.
Devil Wears Prada 2.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is where it's like the nostalgia, because the first one was 20 years ago and you're so into it, and now we're going to see part 2. My last question, I think, is what is a haul and why do you do it?
A haul is like showing people what you got and you got from like stores and stuff, and you do it to like, I don't know, show off or something, or just show people what you got.
Okay, because the last time we went shopping, you did one in the car on the way home. So before we even got home, you did a haul. And then when we got to our house and your friends came over, the first thing your friend asked you was, oh, you did a haul? So what makes a haul successful?
Not like taking forever.
So the fast, quick content, you got to move. Is that the trick when you make a good edit?
Mm-hmm. And making it like interesting.
What makes it interesting? Because
if you're just sitting there just being like, oh yeah, I got this and then I got this, you have to like explain what it is.
Uh-huh. So it's got to be like, if you could leave the audience with one thing they need to know before they go to the Netflix house experience, what would that be?
Be prepared.
Be prepared. I like it. Well, Sienna, thank you so much for sitting with us today. I feel like this was very educational in terms of Gen Alpha, and I'm always learning from you.
Thanks for having me.